Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, June 23rd. I hope you're well. Coming up,
a lot of families are still really struggling with cost of living issues.
Over a third of families in energy arrears over the past year, and Daft report finds house price rises are slowing down in cities. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, almost one third of families were in arrears on their energy bills in the past year, while 20% said they went without food or cut back over the past 12 months. Bernardo's has found 2 in 5 parents have borrowed money to get by, and one parent families are twice as likely to experience the impact of price rises. Bernardo's national policy manager Stephen Moffat says families are finding it hard to make ends meet.
Large proportion of families are still struggling to provide themselves with essentials like food, heating, electricity. 2 in 5 parents said that they had to borrow money just to be able to provide their children with essentials. A lot of families are still really struggling with cost of living issues, and it is having an impact on them cumulatively over the last number of years. It is still a real difficult time for a lot of families out there.
House prices in cities are cooling. However, the latest report from Daft.ie shows prices in rural areas remain strong, pointing to a two-tier market. Nationally, house prices rose 3.8% in the year to June, just under half of the 6.8% increase in the same time frame last year. The average price for a three-bed semi-D in Ireland is now almost €450,000. Professor in economics at Trinity College and author of the report, Ronan Lyons, says that's just under Celtic Tiger levels.
On average across the country, prices are about 45% above their pre-COVID levels. And actually, if you go all the way back to the Celtic Tiger peak, they're about 8% below the Celtic Tiger peak. But if you think about that, a 44% increase in the space of 5 or 6 years is a significant increase. And it's bigger in markets like Connacht and Ulster than it is in Dublin. In some parts of the country, prices are not far off twice what they were in 2019.
A campaign is ramping up to strip Geoffrey Donaldson of his British knighthood after he was convicted of 18 historical sex offences, including a count of rape. The former leader of the DUP had denied abusing 2 women when they were children. He's been remanded in custody and will be sentenced in September. Gavin Robinson is the DUP leader.
Of course he should be stripped of his knighthood, and I would add to that membership of the Privy Council as well. The full force of the law should be felt in this case.
There's been a 66% surge in reports of intimate image abuse, with children and teens increasingly becoming victim to the crime. CyberSafe Kids and the Irish Internet Hotline say under-18s accounted for 13% of cases last year. They're launching a new awareness campaign to help young people understand the risks. Alex Cooney, CEO of CyberSafe Kids, says young people have to know sharing intimate images is not normal.
We have heard that message that this is the norm, and that's deeply concerning. It shouldn't be the norm, and I think we need to challenge that, and we need to ensure that young people understand that this is essentially a form of abuse, and that it is really important that they tell a trusted adult and they report the sharing of such imagery so that it can be contained, so that it can be stopped.
A female guard that has been injured after a stolen car rammed a patrol car in Cork yesterday. The guard that was taken to Cork University Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after the incident, which happened at an industrial estate in Glanmire. The occupants of the stolen car fled on foot, but 2 men were later arrested and are being questioned. It's the 10th anniversary of the EU referendum, which saw the UK vote for Brexit. 52% of the population as a whole voted to leave. 48% chose to stay. Scotland and Northern Ireland opted to remain. The UK officially left the bloc in 2020. The government is expected to spend up to €500 million redeveloping the GPO. The Public Expenditure Minister will update his colleagues this morning on the planned redevelopment, which was recommended by the Dublin City Task Force. The building complex will retain a post office, a cultural centre and offices. Plans will be discussed to keep some use of the facility going while the redevelopment is underway. Met Éireann has issued a status yellow high temperature warning, with temperatures expected to reach as high as 30 degrees in parts of the country this week. The warning comes into effect at midday today and remains in place until Friday. The HSE is urging people to take precautions during the hot spell, particularly for older people and those with underlying health conditions. HSE CEO Anne O'Connor says elderly people will be especially vulnerable.
I know when the temperature goes above or below by a certain number, we can see an impact in terms of our older people. That has always been the case. So in terms of, I suppose, particularly people who are frailer, and what we say in general, not being a medic, would be, I suppose, fluid and not overheat. So in terms of, you know, I know a number of frail older people myself in terms of just keeping themselves hydrated, not being out in the heat.
In entertainment news, tributes are being paid to the music executive who launched Whitney Houston's career. Clive Davis has died at the age of 94. The award-winning producer helped shape the industry over the course of nearly five decades. Singer Bruce Springsteen says he changed his life, while Billy Joel has commended him for recognising the talent of great musicians. And in sport, Lionel Messi says he's filled with a lot of happiness after becoming the World Cup's all-time record goalscorer. He scored both goals in Argentina's 2-0 win against Austria. South American football expert Tim Vickery says Messi actually broke two records in the game.
He became tonight the first player to miss a penalty in three World Cups. Why is this relevant? If you want to score, you've got to take the responsibility to be prepared to miss.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.